Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you once more again for your compliments and for your prayers and encouragements. I have really appreciated. May the Lord bless you, encourage you, and expand you. Our sharing today is coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 10 and 11. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of his people be, binding his fowls to the fine, and his ass-colt to the choice fine. He washed his garment in wine, and his cloth in the blood of grapes. Our sharing, we shall continue with the series, Writing Upon the Word. So we see when Jacob was blessing his sons, he speak concerning what will happen to them in the latter days. And this is what is concerning Judah, the fourth son of Jacob. And Judah was a very, very important figure in the nation of Israel. And the name Judah means praise. So this was a very significant figure in the family of Jacob. So we are looking here what the Lord blessed Judah with. Judah was given the ability to be like a lion, and also he was given another character. He was given a donkey, and he took that donkey or the ass or the colt and bind it under his vine. Remember, the vine is weak than the donkey. The vine is a plant, and it normally grows or it growls depending on the support. And the vine is weaker than the donkey. The donkey is an animal which is stronger than the vine. So we see here the spiritual significance that because we are looking upon writing upon the word. So as a farmer, you cannot take a donkey and then you bind it under or you tie it under the vine because the vine is weaker than the donkey. But because it was showing spiritual significance, we need the word of God because we are weak. But when we receive the word of God, it will make us strong. Without him, Jesus Christ, the word, we are not strong. We do not have our own strength. So the vine was privileged. Yeah, Judah brought the donkey and bind it under his vine. So we see here we are a privileged people in this generation. We received the word of God to strengthen us. We received the word of God to empower us. And Jesus said, I will give you power. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty. So when the donkey was tied under the vine, it was benefiting the vine because the donkey was producing some manure under that vine, and the vine was benefiting from the donkey because it was getting some nutrients from that manure which was being produced by the donkey. When we receive the word of God, we benefit a lot. There is many nutrients, many beneficiaries, which we are receiving from the word. Jesus is our great shepherd, and he knows what is the best for us. So we see here the vine was representing the saints on earth because the vine is planted in the ground. So it was representing the saints of God who are on this earth, and they need support of the word of God. So the vine needs the support of the word. We depend upon the word of God. The donkey did not destroy the vine. Although it was stronger than the vine, it did not uproot or demolish the vine, but it was caring for that vine. So the Lord Jesus is stronger than his church. He did not come to destroy sinners, but he came to save sinners. We are a privileged people today because we are being encouraged, being built, and also being molded by the word of God. May the same power which protected the vine protect you. May the same power which lifted the vine lift you. May the same favor which lifted the vine lift you. And finally, the vine produced grapes or fruits. And then they took the grapes or fruits and they produced wine. And then Judah came and he took out his garment and washed it in the blood of the grapes. It was showing the Lord Jesus when he would shed his blood on Calvary so that we sinners can wash our life in him and we became holy and we became glorious as he is. May the Lord strengthen us and give us strength as he strengthened his vine. May the same power which Judah used to write this tongue, may the same power lift you and also continue to set you above. You will never be the tail, we are at the head. So Judah was given the garments of overcomers and also the life of victory. Wherever Judah was going, there was victory, there was overcoming power. God bless you as you continue to meditate upon this thought. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.